first prayer put two people in a madhouse. What did this one get? Great ratings.
This can't be how it ends.
Previously on The Mask of Inanna.
I've been thinking like a mammon myself. I think you know what I want.
It's yours.
We want to drive you mad.
It feels weird to walk.
Oh my god, I watched you die.
She's still dead. Look at the black chain tied around her neck. See the sapphire embedded in it? That's an amplifier. I'm sorry, but you'll never be able to take it off.
Previously on After Dark.
We're trying to get even more by finishing your show, too.
And you still want to do that?
Yeah, I want to live with a healthy, long-lasting body that doesn't need so many pills. A few hundred million and a bit of the foresight. Seeing ahead to avoid faux pas at parties.
Who expect headed little Nelson fizzles out like that? Awaken the lemurs.
Len, I can't forgive you for this. 4 days ago, you said you would do this show. What changed?
I believed the spirit.
You know how many service people die in their own compounds from explosives thrown over the walls? You are telling me that my goddess, who I have known longer than you, has a vengeance planned for me worse than that?
Don't touch the razor wire. I had Scotty electrified.
You put it all over the front gate. How are we supposed to get to the lighthouse?
That's the idea.
What were you thinking?
I was thinking that for one day, you couldn't make me do the radio show if you tried.
Yes, my friend. I believe your prayer has a certain minor clause in it. I need to perform it live for it to work.
Your ritual is going to piss the dickens out of Inanna.
Iraq is her home. It's like we're asking her to start killing people in her own hometown.
Inanna is shouting no to you.
I'll need a few days to patch myself together.
You don't have to come back.
Are you just saying that?
I told you I was part of the Harper Foundation. You know, Don Harper, Scotty Harper. We had to get you out somehow.
Leonard.
Oh, pardon me.
Leonard.
What? Oh my god, Gwen?
Hi, Smokey.
It's been over a century. But I was there. I watched you protect the mask. You did the right thing. Now I'm going to protect it, too.
I pulled you out of your nursing home to finish the prayer. We were so close before you left. It wouldn't take much of your time to end it.
Did it have to be me?
Yes. You're the teller. You have to be present to tell the stories.
Bob! When I was in Hollywood, Bob was having me finish a ritual for you.
You can't survive on your own out there.
Where? Off the island?
Away from us.
I have appreciated all the work you've done for me. However, you are all crazy, and I fear for my life. Tell me about any monster in the tunnel.
That's our speed bump.
I'm sorry, Len. I told it to keep you here.
Well, what if I want to go?
I'm Sarah, but everyone calls me Scotty. Because I'm handy or something. Long story.
We're making faces and hand gestures. Maybe obscene ones if it's a bad night. But we're all professionals. That's why we sounded like we did. Do you have someone in the service?
My daughter, Nicolette. Do anything to protect her. I'm David Lewis.
I don't know any Lewis.
I have a position that's just opened in my own hometown.
Terrific.
You'd always have someone to check on you.
Every artist's dream.
We want you to maintain a lighthouse.
And you want an old guy with nothing better to do.
No, Mr. Allen. We want you.
It's not over. You can't protect him forever. Get him back someday. I'll get him here in Hollywood, finishing the job he started. Come hell or high water!
I figured it out. Why I'm here in Hollywood. Why I haven't written Gwen. Why I'm hosting some abomination of a show. You won't let me go, Bob!
Given everything I have for this job, now I've even given you.
Don't be sad, Bob. I was ready to leave After Dark. He'd talked to people who'd heard both our shows. I was so excited. Thank you, Bob.
Don't mention it.
I mean it.
Everybody needs a start, Len, and I want you to get yours.
I don't know about you, but after tonight's tale, I wouldn't be caught dead out after dark.
To the stations that run your show, your gorgeous Gwen, who keeps you steady, to our fine town, who knows the color of our skibbies, and to Isabel, Matt, and the rest, who have kept our noses to the grindstone.
It's a good grindstone, though. See, we picked up two more stations this week, and we're 7 away from 100 episodes. Every channel, they've got a mystery or a horror show, but none of them has Matt. Or Isabel. Or me, or you. So, you're headed home?
Yep. Back to Lockstone, Pennsylvania.
Well, I'll be. I'm taking a job one town over.
Get out of here!
They're starting a radio theater company, and they want me to run it. Goodbye.
Gwen!
Leonard! Leonard Allen.
Reprehend. If you pardon, we will mend. And as I am an honest buck, if we have unearned luck, now to scape the serpent's tongue, we will make amends ere long, else the puck a liar call. So, good night unto you all. Give me your hands if we be friends, and Robin shall restore amends. This has been Orson Welles' production of William Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream, starring Michael McNeil as Oberon, Michelle Bigsby as Titania, and introducing Leonard Allen as Robin Goodfellow, who also makes his directorial debut with this show, featuring Brad Jones as Theseus, Terry Cloth as Bottom.
Thanks. Hey, Andy, can I have your water?
Okay.
Oh, that's the stuff.
Pardon me, Mr. Allen.
Excuse us, sir?
Yes?
Could we have a moment of your time?
I have to supervise the breakdown. Be quick.
Thanks. I'm Bob Stroud, and this is my partner, Matthew Lerner. We're from the East Shtick Radio Company.
Matt's fine. I loved your show, Mr. Allen. Absolutely.
Thank you.
We were wondering what you were planning on doing for your next show. Word on the street has it that Mr. Wells has had his eye on you for a while now.
Oh, no, this was it. I'm out of the nest, and it's sink or swim for me from now on. I'm doing Gentlemen from Verona next week, and I might be covering for a director on Mr. Keen, Tracer of Lost Persons.
How'd you like your own serial radio show?
Like, what, hosting?
Hosting, producing, the works. We're starting a horror show called After Dark, and we're looking for a name to front it.
We've got independent radio stations coast to coast looking for something they can air without spending the big bucks for a studio show. Oh, we've even got a sponsor, Winsley Wheat. They're willing to drop a few grands an episode if we can pull in the listeners.
Are you running it here in New York City?
No, we're out in Pennsylvania. It keeps the cost down.
Not interested, sorry.
We have a fantastic troupe, as professional as anyone here.
Listen, I'm not leaving town for some fly-by-night operation. No offense, I'm sure you're great, but I see groups like yours come and go every week.
We're guaranteed 100 episodes. Have a look. These are the stations we'll be playing if we can get a name.
What kind of pay are we talking about?
Ha! Man after my own heart. Here. That column's for hosting, and that one's for producing.
I've seen better.
But your rent ain't gonna be what it is in the city. Matt, give him the scripts.
We've got some terrific writers on the staff. We're no Inner Sanctum knockoff. We're suspense caliber. Take a look.
I'll read them. You got a card?
Sure. That's the hotel we're in right now.
Who else are you talking to?
For the job? I don't want to get into that. We're here another week.
Look, I can tell you've got steady work around here. We have other leads, too.
But man, everybody's talking about you. When's your big break coming? Now, Shakespeare and covering on Mr. Keen is great, but you start on them now, you'll be stuck doing it forever. I've seen it happen. How about this? We can put you on a contract for a month. If it doesn't work out, you can come back here, no love lost.
I'll think about it.
We appreciate your time, Mr. Allen.
You're welcome. And thanks for the offer. I'll look at those scripts tomorrow.
Thanks, sir. You won't regret it. We're starting something big, and I hope you'll be a part of it.
Still, he's a jolly good fellow, which nobody can deny.
Hey! Oh, I'll drink to that. Oh, 75 episodes of After Dark completed. What's the anniversary for that?
Scotch!
Let's go with that. Another round for us.
You know, my mother's up in Winnipeg celebrating just like us now.
Careful. She'll be celebrating just like we'll be in the morning if she keeps that up.
She hasn't met the hangover that could topple her yet, and she's been looking for him for years.
I'll find him for her. How many rounds has this been?
Five.
70 to go!
Bob.
What is it?
Look at this. I've never shown this to anyone before.
Your wallet? I can't say I'm surprised.
Knock it off, knock it off. Here, in this little pocket. You're going to think I'm some kind of schmuck from the sticks when you see it.
You mean we're not supposed to already? Why didn't anyone tell me?
What's on the paper, Len?
I got this scrap when I was in New York City. I was still learning the trade, and Mr. Wells' company had just hired me. It was my first day working as an assistant to this producer, Carlson. Nothing went right. I was calling wrong numbers, I dropped coffee on the scripts, I stepped on cables that were frayed already and delayed the performance by an hour. Oh, I swear I aged 2 years by the end of the day. Mr. Wells was visiting the studio, and when I was done, he shook my hand and gave me this.
Ahem. Someday this will be the funniest story you'll ever tell. W.
He really knew how to cheer a guy up. That's what I always wanted, you know? Not to be a big star of stage and speaker, but the guy who could just jot something like this on a napkin and make a kid's day.
Amen.
Hear, hear.
I'll drink to that.
Have a look at the other side.
Price? Karloff?
Chaney Jr.?
See the ticks by their names? Every time they've called or written, I mark it here.
Hmm, you are pretty popular.
You better not forget us when they drag you off to Hollywood.
You still have me for another 25 episodes.
I'm thanking Gwen for that.
I don't know where you'd be if you weren't getting some tail here.
Oh, okay, knock it off. Oh, what do you think's going to happen when we hit the big 100?
Do another 100? The troops still need entertaining.
I'm not sure how much more of that entertaining they can take.
I figure we'll have another party and start looking for new writers. Maybe a new host, if we have to.
If you have to. You know, I'm gonna head out. Gwen's gonna wanna do a little celebrating while I can still walk, if you know what I mean.
Ah, oh, sure, sure. I think I'll go too. We've got the cast party tomorrow, anyhow.
You ain't leaving me, are you, Bob?
Of course not.
Right, maybe I should get a ride home with you, Isabel, to stay in shape for the party.
I'm sure your wife will appreciate that.
Later, Bob.
Bye, Bob.
Fine, you be that way.
Hey, stay safe, Bob.
Back at you. Don't give the papers anything to write about. They left me with a tab. I'll kill them.
Excuse me, Mr. Stroud.
Hello? What can I do you fellows for?
Is it all right if we have a seat with you?
We'd be glad to settle your tab for a few minutes of your time.
You'd be paying for four people. The others just left.
That's fine.
I'll cover it. Don't worry. Bartender, take this. Keep the change.
What do you want to talk about?
Let me give you our card. I'm Gerald Winken.
Howard Blinken. No relation.
Winken, Blinken, and Nod Talent Agency.
We're not going to beat around the bush, Mr. Stroud.
We belong to the Church of Mammon, Hollywood branch.
You should get out of here. Your kind isn't welcome in this town.
You want us to go? We'll go. That's it.
So what? You're after the mask again?
You have 25 rituals to go before you hit the end of your prayer.
Yeah?
And then you lose Leonard. Come on, he's going to get picked up by one of the big networks before your prayer is done. Hell, we might pick him up first. Where's that going to leave you?
Hopefully it'll leave our boys safe overseas.
We've already pulled our boys out of Korea. Isn't that why you started your second prayer in the first place?
We'll finish it and we'll do it again.
Come on. Do you think Inanna's going to let you get away with recycling the same prayer a third time? Inanna's doing you a big favor, but I'm going to tell you. The gods aren't impressed by repetition.
All right, what's your game?
You'll lose Alan soon. And you made him.
Do you think he's gonna send any checks home when he's left you for the big time? What if you beat him to Hollywood?
What?
You've got a show. A good chunk of the United States has heard it, but not all. How'd you like to be the host?
You were just saying that repeating the prayer was bad.
It's different if you did the show for Mammon. Let him savor every word that was given to Inanna being given to him.
I want the two of you out of here.
Fine, we're gone. But look, you have a massive demon guarding this town lying in the streets. And yet here we are. It knows we're here, but it let us in. How do you explain that?
I don't know.
Inanna doesn't like your prayer, and she's giving you a way out.
Now, it's not like we're offering you a big position in the Church of Mammon. You'd have to start from the bottom like all of us. And if it doesn't work out, we can find someone else in your town.
Like Leonard.
Not yet. Your people are watching him too closely. But apparently, not you.
You want me to come to Hollywood to be a radio star? Me, Joe Schmo.
We need the original blessed scripts, too.
Ah, I see. Can I think about it?
Mr. Stroud, we're only in town tonight, and there are plenty of other people we can speak to next.
Yeah, but we can talk with you a little longer, if you want to.
Do you want to?
Sure. I got no one to go home to.
Then I'll order a drink. Excuse me, bartender. Martini, please.
Same here.
Oh, bartender. Make me one, too. I have to see what all the fuss is about. I need to make it big. I've got a chance, and who knows when I'll get one again.
What am I going to tell the others?
Tell them that I'm going to join the Shepherd. They'll have figured it out already.
Besides that,
tell them that I'm a no-good son of a gun and that their kids will have to stand on their own two feet.
You can't wait one more week. I won't say anything.
You know I can't.
Fine. You better write me.
You know I will.
You're not making sense at all. We've been doing this show since 52. Are you going to be here when I sober up so I can give you that smack?
Give my love to Gwen, won't you?
No, you tell her yourself. When you come back.
Yeah, you should get going. They'll be waiting for you at Johnny's.
I'll clean up. You go. Wait. Give me a check.
Here, that ought to hold you. See you.
Check the presto on your way out. Make sure Art actually turned the thing off this time.
Not my job anymore, Len. You take care of yourself and all your well-maiden buddies.
You too. I don't know how I'll do this show without you.
You won't.
didn't think you'd let me go. Did you tell them I'm leaving? Are they on their way to catch me? Look, I don't know how much you understand, but you let those two Mammon guys in town months ago, and then you let them out again. Why do they get the special treatment? Okay, look, the church is going to understand someday. I'm doing them a favor by leaving. A ritual should be about personal sacrifice, not saying the same things over and over with a new slab of paint. The first prayer put two people in the madhouse. What did this one get? Great ratings. This can't be how it ends. Yeah, sure, whatever the heck you said. You're the closest to Inanna of anyone around here. Tell her, if she truly wants the prayer to continue as it is, strike me down! Right now! After what I've done, if they catch me, I'm as good as gone anyway. You're letting me go? Hail Inanna. Thank you! Bless you! I owe you for this! I'm going to pay you back someday! I swear it!
The Mask of Inanna.
My friends, and the world grows a little darker. Did Sam truly save the day from Harrington? Or perhaps did Sam win a battle but lose a war? Was Harrington right? Can such a small town keep up with the needs of today's thrifty consumer? Or will it spawn more killers in the future? Who can say? I don't know about you, but after tonight's tale, I wouldn't be caught dead. Out after dark.
Hail Inanna.
Hail Inanna.
Did you hear anything?
No.
Sense anything?
No.
Let's go outside. Wait, what's that over there? The clouds lit up.
I think that's the spotlight over the used auto place.
Oh. Right.
Don would have called if he heard anything from the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's happening.
We tried.
We did.
Damn it. We almost finished it.
Breaks my heart to see you like this.
It is hard. Scott is in Inanna's hands now.
We all are. We cast our lot with Inanna. We lost the war, won the battle, okay? Right, your kid. She'll understand. I tried to help, and it didn't work out.
Yes, sure. Damn it. I'm not giving up on this. I can send the speed bump to hunt for Scotty if I need to. What have you heard from her?
They're sending her home soon. Today or tomorrow.
Okay. We should disconnect the transmitter before we go. Lock the place down. Take the mask away. Say goodbye.
I have the mask here. I told you so.
Well, I had to try. I had to. It was more than you ever did.
The first prayer was an abomination. Don't start with me. Community wanted it, that's all. Who am I to stand against it?
Well, then, you tell me what all this is for. The magic, the isolation, the dichotomy of the great machine versus us. You tell me what the whole point of living under a goddess is if I can't keep my daughter from getting shot up over politics.
Oh. Hello? Uh-huh. Oh, goodness. Yeah, I'll come. The boy and his timing. Scotty's boyfriend is in the tunnel. He's asking for me.
He's remembering? Of course he's remembering. Why wouldn't he be? I mean, what else could possibly go wrong?
I'll handle it.
Good. Just get rid of him. I'll be at the coffee shop drinking. Coffee.
I am on your side, David.
Why wouldn't you be?
Down, boy.
Oh, my God.
Didn't Scotty tell you to stay away?
Do you know someone named, Jesse McAllister?
That's me.
Oh, is there anyone else with you?
Is Scotty okay?
I think so. She was saying that it's very important that I come here, and then I wait, and then I only talk to you.
Where is she?
I don't know. Flying somewhere.
Didn't she break up with you?
Yes, but she said this was really, really important, and that if I came here, you could do things for me.
Like what?
She said you can make real illusions, like coins that aren't there, and I have this art project that I could use them in.
Is that the project in your back seat? The big metal mountain sculpture?
Yeah. Scotty talks to me through that.
Really?
Hey, she's here, and there isn't anyone else with her.
Hello? Where do I speak?
Hi, Ms. McAllister?
Scotty? Where are you? How are you talking to me?
Sorry, I can't hear you very well. I'm on a plane with Mr. Allen. Mr. Stroud was great to us. We're coming home tonight.
I'm happy you're all right. Your father's worried. Why haven't you called him?
Because you'd trace me and send the speed bump after me.
So how are you talking to me?
I'm vibrating the metal like a speaker. I'm so far away, I needed something big to focus on.
Okay. Stay there. I'm going to get your dad and Mr. Lewis.
No, please, don't. Mr. Allen is dying. He has half a day before his body fails.
So you're taking him to a hospital?
No. He got a big dose of cinnamon B a few days ago. He's white.
Which airport are you coming to? I can get him into Beth Israel.
You can't. He's done. It won't help. We have a new prayer. It'll save everyone. And Inanna is going to like it. And Mr. Allen needs to do it tonight.
Who gave you that?
Mr. Stroud.
And you didn't throw it away?
Mr. Stroud says that he owes Inanna a favor.
That isn't the half of what he owes.
Mr. Allen says that Mr. Stroud can't touch him. Mr. Stroud saved his life.
Is this really Scotty?
Come on! I threw those grass shavings over the cliff and ticked off Gwen. I watched my dad get dragged off by the speed bump. And, oh, you can check under my mattress. There's an old magazine I stole from my cousin 5 years ago with Peter Steele on the cover.
You could be another Gwen. Say I believe you. I still have to tell your dad and Mr. Lewis that you're coming home.
No! Mr. Lewis is going to be pissed if you tell him about the new prayer. We need you to help us. Just you.
No, I can't. Honey, you didn't tell me you were leaving with Mr. Allen. And now you sent your boyfriend, an outsider, here. And he's looking at the speed bump right now. And I don't know what I'm going to do with him. I don't.
Ms. McAllister, Mr. Allen is really bad. He's sickly. He's pale. He keeps going to sleep, and his breathing drops, and I'm going to do this, okay? He's going to wake up one last time, and I'm going to rock the freaking Casbah with this prayer. I want to make sure everyone on the island hears it. I'm talking to you from over 1,000 miles away, and I'll be a lot louder when I get there. And I'm doing this because I know it's going to work. What the hell are you and my dad and Mr. Lewis doing to help my brother now?
We tried.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that turned out great. Do you want to help out or not? Because I can play the prayer so all of you can hear it. But I don't know if Inanna will, so I need your help.
You want me to put the mask of Inanna back on the altar?
I figured you took it off, that's all.
And then what?
Hide?
I'll think about it.
Thank you. Oh my gods, thank you.
How long until you land?
We should be there 8-ish.
Mr. Lewis will know you're here.
Well, probably not. We're different, Mr. Allen and I.
Hey, if I can help at all...
No, Chris, it's not safe.
Hey, you owe me. You've been messing with my head and making me forget things, and it's because you're going to get in a lot of trouble, right? So, I mean, if you're going to do it again, then let me help. Let me show you that, like, you don't need to. I'm good for it. And I mean, I really like you.
Oh. All right. But you do exactly as I tell you.
Ooh, we're into this now?
Chris, wait for me outside the tunnel. I want to ask Mr. Lewis something first.
Sure.
Scotty, you get Mr. Allen home safe.
He says, tell Gwen he's a-coming for her.
What happened to you out in California?
Oh, gods. Please don't ask.
Excuse me. Pardon me. David!
Yes?
Good news. Scotty's coming home.
Thank goodness.
Her boyfriend says Len's still alive, but in bad shape. Len's in the hospital.
What are his symptoms?
Loss of blood, seizures, coming in and out of consciousness. But when he was awake, he was asking to do a final show with us.
Then get him here. I'll get a mobile hospital if I have to.
He's not staying awake for long. He might not make it through a whole ceremony.
Oh.
I can whip up a short prayer story that Len can do in a minute. Won't ask for much, just ask Inanna to do what she thinks is right, and we'll leave it at that.
That's better than nothing. All right.
I'll get on it. Oh, and Scotty said that while they were out there, Len saved Bob. Saved his life.
How?
I don't know. They're friends, you know.
How can he be so stupid?
If it's true, it might be a good gesture to invite some of the Mammons to the ceremony. They owe Len. And they can increase the power of Inanna's blessing. I know. But I've seen them do it. It's very good. Scotty's fine with it.
No! Why would we?
Because we only get one shot at this. The more we put into the last ritual, the more we honor Inanna. Gratitude and submission of an enemy would be a lot better than if I whipped up a quick poem.
You are out of your mind. This is our ritual. I'm not giving them the chance to piss in it one more time.
Okay. It was a thought. That's all.
We can send them to a charity. They can pay Len's hospital bills if they want.
I hear you. I have to go. I have to get started on it.
Yes. Please.
Spread the news. I'll call you when I'm ready.
Thank you. Just anything.
Chris.
Hey,
Is Scotty still there?
I think so. Scotty?
Yeah?
David's not himself. I'll help you.
Bless you. Thank you.
I will help you after you tell me every detail of whatever you have planned.
Touch the sculpture. I'll whisper it to you.
You don't want Chris to hear.
Or the speed bump.
Fine. Tell me now. Ah, that's good. Put the box down and we can rest.
I can keep going. Where's the basement door?
Upstairs. Hold on. Let me rest. You like her a lot, don't you?
Well... She's nice.
She's going to come through that door in a few hours. What are you going to say to her?
Hi?
Don't ask me. None of my business. Nothing like that forbidden fruit, though, huh?
No! I mean, she did kind of break up with me, and she said something about us being too different.
Do you think she meant it?
Well, yeah, of course. But I mean, she only said it after I said some other things, like about the people that she's with.
It's not easy to love one of us. I bet it's pretty hard for her, too.
I guess.
Why do you think she gave you another chance?
Well, she could have talked through any big metal object thing she knew, you know? But she picked mine.
She certainly cares about you a lot. But you know, you can be a little high maintenance.
What? Me?
Listen to the poor girl. When she comes in, don't say anything to her. Listen.
Okay. What's that?
Get out, Chris. Run to the car.
Where'd the door go?
Crap. Hold on to me.
What's going on?
We're being sucked into the other world in the lighthouse. Oh, no. I should have known. We only ever saw some of the stronger spirits. There must be thousands of them in here.
Where did we go?
Don't look at those creatures. You don't want them to see you. They're like kids waiting to see a car crash. I bet they've been here since we restarted the prayer. Scotty was right.
This isn't really Pete's.
They're waiting to see what happens when the prayer fails. They want to see what Inanna will do to us. Why didn't I see this coming?
I'm sorry.
I've never seen this many at once.
One's coming over. The rhinoceros beetle.
No. Scorches will have to find another seat to watch the show. These are the seats of insects.
Right. We're not insects. We're going.
You're very slow for going. Boy.
What?
Your hair has good taste. Delicious. How about the rest?
Stop it!
Hey, mandibles off!
No food. Go. Get!
We're going.
I left a minute ago.
You did?
Yes.
Well, I hope you found a good seat. Wait.
Uh-oh.
You're trying to stop the show.
Nothing of the sort.
Squishy sink of lies.
Us? No, never. Come on, Chris.
Going is good.
I can't let you go.
Sure you can.
No, I have good seats. This may be the last show ever.
The show will happen.
Smell your thoughts. A goddess hasn't killed her own in hundreds of years, and you'll stop it.
Did I say that? My brain has all kinds of crazy things happening in there. Why don't you take another look and see?
Okay.
Ow! Chris, run!
Going.
Squishies run faster, but squishies run stupid. These are my seats. Mine! Their space works for me, so does time.
Why isn't the door still over there? It's like I'm running in place.
Run faster then. No, stop!
What? Ow! What was that?
The beetle switched space and time on us. We just ran forward in time.
Hours ahead.
Chris, don't move.
You missed your deadline.
The crowd's still here. We haven't had our train wreck yet.
Then I'll just have to tell Mr. Lewis what you're planning.
You can't.
Watch me.
Chris, hold my hand. Time's still in flux.
Oh, is this going to be like in fairy tales? Are they going to make me old when we get out?
Damn it! We've been gone for hours.
I'm awake. I'm not old.
Grab the box. Grab the Mask of Inanna. There's going to be more of them coming after us. Grab it before David gets in.
I didn't do it.
All right, that's 4 of the 5s, 7 of the 2s, and 8 of the 16s.
And the 1-7, the one the lottery put out last week.
Got it. There you are, ma'am.
Thank you. And I need the nickel.
Your change was $20, ma'am.
The one that's always on the lottery table, for scratch-offs.
Someone must have taken it. I can help the next person.
Hi. Where's the cell phone recycle bin?
I think we put it under the mallows here.
Oh, super, thanks.
Hey!
Hey, you can't take those!
I only want one!
You can't put your hands in there!
Ugh.
You won't find any with any minutes.
Don't need them.
We have phones for sale.
Nah, I'm good.
What do you need it for?
Beating a Tar Black Eldritch Abomination.
With a used cell phone.
Uh-huh.
This! I asked for 9 of the 16s.
One moment.
There's only 8 here.
You said 8 of the 16s, ma'am.
I said 9.
I gave you 20 back. You'd have $15 if I'd given you 9.
I want to talk to your manager.
I am the manager.
Then get me my damn ticket!
Jesus! My ears!
Ow. Give her a break!
Ow.
You said you only wanted 8.
What's that in your wrist?
It's a very special tuning fork.
It goes into your wrist like that?
Yep.
Son of
custom made and everything. I magnified the sound around her ears, so they'll probably ring for a long time.
Okay.
Cool. This one has enough juice.
You're going to take it.
I'll bring it back.
Hey, where'd you get a body mod like that?
California. You need to be dead to get it implanted right, though.
Oh.
I got the cell phone.
Forgot to send a check to the nurse who used to care for me at the rest home. I meant to, but I can't even remember her name now. That's gonna bother me till the day I die.
We're going into the tunnel now.
Oh, good. You know, a month ago, I was driving down this road with Mr. Lewis looking at your island. Same as now.
Except without the 20 gallons of gasoline in the backseat.
Yes. And I was wondering how long this job would last.
The speed bump's coming up.
Roll down my window. Hello, Adams. I'm back. For the last show. Can you keep a secret? Don't tell David any more than you have to. Keep quiet about me as long as you can, won't you? Thank you. We'll give him what for. We'll give him hell.
Mr. Allen, do you see me?
Yes.
You were having a seizure.
I was hit by something. Concussive force. Half my body went numb.
How's it now?
Right hand. Left hand. Better.
Do you need your pills?
What would they do? Is someone there? Who's doing this to me? Oh, you know, don't you?
Sit back. I'll take us through.
I'll tell you, I'll be glad when this show's done and they stop yanking me around like this. Oh, good. Jesse's car is here.
That's Chris's car behind hers. He should have gone home.
If it gets wrecked, I'll pay for it.
Okay. Final check. Do you have the cell phone?
Right here.
And the MP3 players?
Both the regular and the backup. And the mic's on this end and the transmitter's on that end. I'm not that out of touch.
Okay. I've got the locket. They've got a lot of gasoline in one can.
Soak the inside, too.
I know. You should have a good view of my car from the mainland. This won't start a forest fire or anything?
No, we're far enough from the woods. Might take the lighthouse down, though.
Well. All right. Stand back. Make the call.
911. The only call you can make from any cell phone. Dispatcher. Oh, the nature of the emergency. There's a major fire at the lighthouse on Sea Robin Island. Mr. Leonard Allen. I live here. Oh, yes, please send everyone you can spare. Police, ambulance, and fire trucks. There's people in the lighthouse. Thank you. No, sorry, I can't hold. Perfect. A whole fleet of vehicles should be on their way. David will have Adams keep them out, so he won't bother us.
Let's get a little farther away from the burning car. The fire could hit the tank any second. Or hour, I suppose.
Look, they made a path through my sandbags.
I'll be fine.
Hey, Gwen! I'm back! It's okay, I know you're out there. Listen to the show tonight. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be rock and roll.
Damn it! We've been gone for hours.
I'm awake! I'm not old!
Grab the box. Grab the Mask of Inanna. There's gonna be more of them coming after us. Grab it before David gets in!
I didn't do it.
Honey, I'm home!
Hey, Chris! Miss McAllister?
Scotty! Len, you're all right. Look at you.
Got the mask?
Right here. We have to take it to the cellar.
Chris, get out of here!
Well, hi to you too.
This isn't a joke. Drive home. I'll explain everything.
Can't hear you. I have to get this mask to the altar.
Good boy.
Oh, I can't thank you enough for bringing it. We don't have long.
I know. I almost thought you were David.
Are you expecting him?
Any minute now. What happened to you?
Mortally wounded by a Nephilim.
We had Nephilim? Oh, the wings.
We should start now.
That's a pretty necklace, Scotty.
Thanks.
Don't touch it. You have to finish setting up before David finds out about us.
Okay. Is that your car on fire?
Okay. There. The mask goes right on the pedestal, like that. Except, maybe a little to the left. There.
What the hell was that?
Miss McAllister and I were dragged off to this huge stadium, and there was this giant rhinoceros, and he was going, "Rawr!"
Okay, look, that's great. I don't have time for this.
Okay, so, how was your trip?
Too long.
Is that your car on fire outside?
Oh, crap! Ugh! You can't leave the island. The speed bump will seal off the tunnel any second now. Just get in your car. Drive to the other side of the island?
I want to help you out.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Who's coming for us again?
My relatives. And the neighbors. The ones you hate because they're nuts. And if you think getting your mind wiped is bad, wait until you see what they come up with when they're pissed.
What about you?
I can hold them off.
With what? Did you get powers or something?
Kind of.
Wait. Does that go all the way into your arm?
Uh-huh. I can install anything in my body I want.
Whoa.
I'm dead.
Really?
Yes.
How do you know?
Because I died.
Does everything work right?
Yeah, the plumbing works and so does the electricity.
Neat.
I know. Hey.
what was that for?
Just testing.
Oh. You know, I've decided to accept your crazy relatives for who they are. Because, obviously, you love them a lot.
Thanks? So you're staying?
Yes.
Okay. Take these.
What for?
An emergency. Put on that belay harness and carry that inflatable raft.
Why?
In case we need to get out of here. We'll have to go over the cliff. You've rock climbed before?
Outward Bound 6 years ago?
Great. It's good to see you.
Thanks for calling.
No problem. Hang on. Testing? Testing?
I can barely hear you.
I'm setting up the defense perimeter.
Good luck, kid.
You too.
How is he talking to us?
I'm vibrating all the metal in the room. If the prayer's going to work, everyone in the church needs to hear it. I'm using the fork to spread the signal out over the whole island.
Like my sculpture?
Yeah, that was focusing the signal. This is boom, everywhere. I have a receiver in my arm, so I don't have to concentrate. It picks up Mr. Allen's frequency and feeds it through the blue crystal I'm wearing. See? It's an amplifier. It amplifies wave patterns, like sounds.
So you're the transmitter and the antenna.
Exactly.
That is so cool.
My idea, too.
We're almost ready.
Got it. Come on. You get to watch me holding off over 100 people. It's going to be all kinds of fun.
A cup of elderberry tea with honey. That's the one. Thank you.
David Lewis, Jessie's got your mask and she's put it back in the lighthouse.
Hello? What? Hold on. A fire in the lighthouse?
David, open your ears. The mask of Inanna. Jessie, lighthouse, treason!
I'll get over there. I'm sure the rescue crews are on their way.
You, David, car, drive! Confront Jessie! Paralyzed! Take mask!
I'm sensing the lighthouse isn't on fire. The speed bump is sensing rescue vehicles coming, too many to let through. Len's here.
Hello? You've tuned me out. You have something else on your mind. Big. That's it. I'm out of here. Don't ask me for any favors.
Why the heck didn't the speed bump tell me he was here? I'm getting over to the lighthouse. I'm telling the speed bump to seal the tunnel. I bet Len's using the emergency crew as a diversion. What do you think he's up to? Where's that sound coming from? It's this fork. And this spoon. Everything metal.
You're awfully late tonight. It really isn't safe.
He wants everyone to hear. Jesse's over there. He's ending the prayer by himself. The Mammons did something to him. Everyone, that's Len ending the prayer by himself. Get to the lighthouse. You think he spent 3 days with the Mammons and they aren't using him now? Okay. Hello? Inanna?
They can't finish the prayer without you.
I know. Len's trying something.
Do you want to save us? Or do you want us to be saved?
Who are you? I can't see you very well.
Do you want to save us? Or do you want us to be saved?
I want to save you.
Then close your eyes.
Oh. Oh. I see now.
David?
Where's Scotty? She's doing this.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
You have smoke pouring around your eyes.
I see the currents of sound perfectly. Body heat. Airflow. Neurons firing, and they lead back to Len and Scotty. They'll complete the prayer if we don't get over there.
That smoke is part of the prayer?
If a high priest is excluded from the ceremony, it's possible. Go on, get to your cars. Len's stealing everything we've been working for. I think I can get us there a little faster than usual.